This is Martin Cooley reporting for You Podcast live from the UK premiere of Amir Khan's Delhi Belly, and I'm just about to have an exclusive interview with Abhinay Deo, the director of the new blockbuster.
So, thank you very much for your time, Abhinay.
Pleasure's mine.
You Podcast is going to be delighted to have your thoughts on your film, first of all, and just films in general, I think. So I'm just going to kick off with some questions, and we'll just see where it goes, I think. And,
sure.
Just let me know.
Shoot.
When you've had enough. Normally, the approach for a classic Bollywood is not really what you've done with this film.
No.
Was there some kind of inspiration for wanting to do something different?
I honestly feel that the inspiration was the fact that the Indian youth, really, it was high time that Indian youth got a story which is actually a part of them, and it speaks their language, and that's exactly what we're trying to give them. Because most often what happens is that the youth is behaves in a certain manner, it speaks in a certain manner, but that's not what you see in cinema. So there is a disparity between the way the cinema goes. You know, you perceive the youth in cinema as against the actual youth. So it was high time that we portrayed the actual youth on cinema, and that's exactly what we tried to do. So yes, it is kind of, in a way, breaking some norms of the Bollywood scenario, yes.
So I think in this film, obviously, the traditional song and dance, I think in this film it's as a dream sequence.
It is. That's true. It's kept at the minimum. But that's not as much by design as it is the way it was written in the script. So yeah.
So do you think you were aiming slightly at a Western audience, perhaps? Or?
Well, it's not exactly aiming at a Western audience as much as... the way the script was it's been written by a guy who's studied in UCLA, and his reference points are completely Western. So from that perspective, the way the script got written, and I've tried to be as honest as possible to the way that the film was conceived and the way the film was written, and that's the reason why. But yes, if in a nutshell, I can say that yes, it is a little bit of Western influence in the way the writing has gone across, but it's a completely Indian film from that point.
Okay, and do you think that your background in advertising, has that played quite an important role in how you've approached these films?
Absolutely, because having been in advertising and been in advertising for over 14 years, you know, it kind of exposes you to a very vast variety of kind of filmmakers, a vast variety of the way you tell a story and the way you kind of approach the storytelling process, and humor is very different at the same time, you know. So from that point of view, yes, it did help me a lot.
Now, do you feel at the same time that it's an easy balance to strike between the commercial and the more sort of artistic need?
For a feature?
Yeah.
Well, it's never an easy balance, honestly, because but the fact is that I think, you know, the minute you start thinking about these two as different entities, that's where the problem begins. I mean, you know, you should actually not separate them. You should kind of keep them together and do what your heart tells you to do and do your best in terms of what you know how to do and tell your story the way you want to and hopefully expect that both the sides are kind of taken care of.
I think in film history there's quite a few people who've made jumps from, say, music videos like David Fincher or, acting, you know, De Niro went from being an actor to a director. Do you think that advertising, actually, that background made it easier for you to make that transition across?
Definitely so. Because in advertising, what happened was I kind of kept maturing as an advertising director. And somewhere down the lane, it came to a point where I started feeling that urge to wanting to tell longer stories. So I have to say that advertising obviously has been the main reason why I'm still, I'm making this or any feature for that matter, because I got my background from there and I got my base from there. And now I'm just using whatever I've learned in 14 years into my feature storytelling process.
Fantastic. And I know that the organizer's just been giving me the old cut the interview quickly sign. So I'm just going to finish up and ask you, really, what what movies do you watch in your spare time?
Oh, I watch all kinds of movies, actually. I watch lots of Indian cinema. Unfortunately, not. I don't really appreciate, you know, much of the stuff that is coming along these days. But some old cinema, Indian cinema, is fantastic. I watch European cinema, a lot of it. One of my favorite directors is Michel Gondry, who's absolutely fantastic, I feel. You know, Christopher Nolan, of course, he's what can I say about him? And Guy Ritchie, you know, I mean, he's been an inspiration. I mean, some amazing directors, and lots of them. I mean, some Iranian cinema, etc. So it's all sorts of stuff that I really like and enjoy.
Thank you very much, Ebony. Someone else has just told me definitely to stop, so I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.